It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The Ripon Common Council Monday night heard a presentation from GDS Associates on the city's 2026 energy plan. The goal was to develop a 10-year plan. The council found out that of the city's five municipal buildings, only the city hall is not doing better than national averages on its energy usage. Ripon's wastewater treatment facility uses 50% of the energy used by the city and the city's automotive fleet 30%. The city has 40 vehicles that put on over 400,000 miles a year with fuel cost of $113,000. Suggestions and goals include improvements to lighting for the city hall and wastewater treatment facility. Some solar power for the senior center is another possible consideration, as are hybrid or EV vehicles for part of the police department's fleet when patrol vehicles are being replaced with new ones. A lot of the police squad spend time idling while on patrol. The city received funding through the Wisconsin Public Service Commission's Rural Energy Startup Program to complete an energy plan. A Fond du Lac man faces 9 criminal counts after allegedly fleeing from law enforcement in 2 separate incidents in August. 40-year-old Charles Brown Jr. is charged with 2 counts of attempting to flee or elude an officer, 4 counts of felony bail jumping, 2 counts of obstructing an officer, and 1 count of second-degree recklessly endangering safety, all as a repeater. According to the complaint, an officer conducting surveillance on August 7th attempted to stop Brown, who had an active felony warrant, at a gas station. Brown initially complied with orders to keep his hands out of the window before placing his hands back inside the vehicle and driving away at a high rate of speed. The officer terminated the pursuit after losing sight of the vehicle. Officer spotted a vehicle matching the description of Brown's on August 17th and attempted another traffic stop after the vehicle ran a stop sign. The vehicle failed to stop and reached speeds the pursuing officer estimated at more than 60 miles an hour in a pursuit that was terminated for safety reasons. A Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputy later located the vehicle and pursued it at speeds she estimated between 115 and 130 miles per hour, alleging the vehicle ran multiple stop signs, passed vehicles in a no-passing zone, and nearly collided head-on with an oncoming vehicle. The vehicle also crossed into oncoming lanes on Highway 151 near Ranzi Road before deputies deployed stop sticks. The driver exited the moving vehicle near County Highway V and fled on foot, jumping a fence into a wooded area. Brown was located and taken into custody the following day, August 18th, after a search that included a canine unit and a drone team. Occupants of a home in Eden say they smelled an electrical odor an hour before they discovered flames and smoke in an upstairs bedroom Tuesday night. Residents called 911 at 10:12 p.m. reporting the fire on Fond du Lac Avenue. They evacuated the house with their pets before fire crews arrived. A sheriff's deputy who was first on the scene saw smoke coming through the roof line. The fire was contained to an upper-level bedroom that was being used for storage. Some of the items in the bedroom were destroyed, but the bedroom only had minor water damage, which is credited to the quick response. Firefighters say the fire is not considered suspicious. No one was hurt. The Eden Fire Department and Eden First Responders were assisted by Campbellsport, Mount Calvary, and the Town of Fond du Lac Fire Departments, a rapid intervention team, and Campbellsport Ambulance. The 8th annual Lakeapalooza is coming up in Green Lake on Saturday, September 5th. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
Mike and Jill Habey founded the event. It's from 5 to 10 p.m. in the American Legion parking lot. There's no cost for admission, but there will be a bar and food trucks, so you will need some cash. Mike says they keep it at 3 food trucks each year to make it profitable for those vendors.
We like to keep it at 3 because that way it's profitable for the food trucks. We want to encourage them to come back each year.
Davidson County Band will provide live music starting at 7 p.m. Proceeds from Lakeapalooza Street Dance benefit the Thrasher Opera House, Green Lake American Legion, and the Green Lake Area Chamber of Commerce.
It's a great way to support these 3 groups and give them a sense of funding without it really hurting. So in other words, you're giving money and you're having fun.
Jill Havey says they appreciate their co-sponsors, partners like the Green Lake Public Works and Police Departments, and the volunteers who help them set everything up. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Oshkosh Plan Commission voted Tuesday night to approve a recommendation for a proposed ban on new data centers. City leaders want a temporary one-year moratorium to study how large data center projects could affect neighborhood noise, water usage, and the power grid. Officials say there aren't any active proposals right now and that the moratorium would cover future projects. The recommendation now goes to the Oshkosh Common Council for a vote. The council's next meeting is set for September 8th. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Madison police are looking for suspects accused of attempting to burglarize a woman's home over the weekend. The police department explained yesterday the victim found two men in her bathroom and was able to scare them off by throwing her cane at them. The two suspects were allegedly going through medicine bottles when she found them, but they ran off before police arrived. It's unclear if they got away with anything, but the woman was not hurt during the incident. The Wisconsin DOT wants to hear from the public about their Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. The plan highlights efforts to improve accessibility on Wisconsin's transportation system. It also aims to find the specific barriers within their facilities and transportation infrastructure. People can submit comments through an online comment form on WisDOT's website until September 17th. One person is injured after being shot in the foot in Madison. Madison police responded Friday afternoon to reports of the shooting. When police arrived, the suspect had already run away. Officers determined the victim had been shot in the bathroom. They were taken to the hospital and are expected to recover. The incident remains under investigation. A kangaroo is on the loose in Columbia County after escaping from a trailer. It happened Sunday morning near Portage when four kangaroos were being transferred between vehicles. The Wisconsin State Patrol says two of the animals were hit by vehicles and didn't survive, while a third was recovered by the owners. The fourth kangaroo ran off near Wisconsin 78 and Interstate 39 and is still unaccounted for. Troopers requested Wisconsinites not pull over on the side of the road to look for the missing animal. Wisconsin is receiving high marks as one of the most enjoyable states. Finance website WalletHub recently ranked the most fun states in America based on several key factors. The states were judged on the price of movie tickets, access to national parks, nightlife, and more. The Badger State was ranked 16th overall. In case you were wondering, California had the highest score and ranked first. A Wisconsin prosecutor has declined to charge Elon Musk after a dispute over a $1 million giveaway during last year's state Supreme Court campaign. La Crosse County District Attorney Tim Gernke says the evidence did not show that anyone received money for voting or agreeing to vote. Musk first said the rally was for people who had voted, then clarified that people had to sign a petition opposing activist judges to attend. The State Elections Commission referred the case after the rally in Green Bay, and the original prosecutors stepped aside because of a conflict of interest. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a multi-state lawsuit over federal grant rules that affect public safety programs in Wisconsin. The challenge focuses on about $6 million in potential state funding for law enforcement and juvenile justice. The Trump administration is requiring states to cooperate with Homeland Security immigration enforcement in order to receive the grants. Call calls that an abuse of power, while the administration has not been quoted in the lawsuit materials provided. Wisconsin Republicans have nearly twice as much campaign money as Democrats as the November midterms get closer. GOP party committees have brought in $43 million, while Democratic committees have raised $22.2 million, according to recent campaign finance filings. Much of the Republican total comes from three major donors, Richard and Elizabeth Eline and Diane Hendricks. Democrats say more money may come in now that their governor's primary is over. Republicans say their fundraising lead shows the party is united and ready to compete. A popular country music star is welcoming UW-Madison students back to school in style. The Wisconsin Union announced Kane Brown will be performing a free concert for students on Saturday, September 5th, just days after classes begin on campus. Students can get their free ticket online, while non-students can stream the concert on Amazon Live. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A lesson learned. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and Mets. Go at it again tonight at Citibank Field in Queens, New York. The Brewers losing in a close one in extra innings to the Mets last night, 3-2. Manager Pat Murphy pulled Cooper Pratt out of the game when he failed to take second base after a hit to right field in the fifth inning.
I know who this kid is. He's a great kid. It's not laziness, but you got to have your head in the game because these games, like today, comes down to Lindor's great catch or an errant throw or whatever. So you've got to be locked in if you're going to play at this level.
NFL, the Arizona Cardinals in Green Bay to face the Packers in a joint practice session before Friday night's final preseason game. Tight end Tucker Kraft getting more playing time each day. Is he any closer to getting a new contract?
It's good to see him out there. I mean, you know, he's worked his tail off. As far as the contract goes, it doesn't have any really effect on that. And then no real updates there.
That's the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with temps dropping into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, another sunny, beautiful, less humid day with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local news, local sports, and local people you know. Your hometown station, 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave.